Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. I am the creator of the Manformation Personal Development Program for Men, Alpha Male Leadership Strategies, Alpha Male Confidence Strategies that transform you, manform you into the man you really want to be. Check out that website, all the articles that are listed there about how to carry yourself. Demonstrate supreme confidence in every social situation. There's a great ebook on the things that most men do not understand about women, in addition to a lot of great articles all about your personal growth, all about your personal development and becoming the best man you can be. Check that out, manformation.com. Thank you so much for joining me for this Morning Connection podcast, your daily discipline, your habit, your ritual. I'm back after a short break. I have been practicing what I preach. I have been walking my talk over the last few days, and I talk about this in Morning Connection podcast number 226, and I take it from a different angle in Morning Connection podcast number 233, and that's about the things that you do every single day, even though it's been great, it got you to a position, maybe you work really hard, maybe you overcame a lot of challenges and you created some structure and it's created a quality of life that you're at right now. And even though you want it to be bigger, better, bolder, more fulfilling, it's been really significant in improvement in your life, right? You've gone from point A to point B, and you have a lot to be thankful for because you've created those disciplines, those habits, that structure. But you really want to get to C, that next level. And what I talk about and what I have to continually remind myself of is that, you know, getting to point B and doing the things that have gotten me here to point B, it's not going to get me to point C, just more of it isn't always going to get me to see what I ultimately want in the future, even though I'm appreciative of where I am now and what it took to get me here. And so it's about stealing that time, not being afraid to break away from that structure and discipline, maybe taking two steps back to go 10 steps forward into the future. And so it's about how much time am I stealing to get to see where I ultimately want to go. And not getting satisfied with doing the day-to-day grind. And so for me, over these last few days, I've taken a few days off from delivering this Morning Connection podcast, as I've been stealing that time, robbing Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, or going two steps back to go what I feel is going to be 10 steps forward. And I've been working on my ebook, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. It's not necessarily my full autobiography, but it helps you understand who I am, where I come from. If you're going to listen to me every single day, right, with these Morning Connection podcasts, maybe entertain what I have to say and apply it to your life. Or maybe you take the topics that I talk about and you're the life of the party because they're interesting and you bring them up. And again, you're the life of the party. Whatever, you know, you should kind of know where my thoughts and opinions come from. What's my story? So I talk about it. Most importantly, it's about, you know, how I was a person who, you know, had my challenges. We all have our challenges. And I talk about those and had a certain level of success. And I could either just hang my hat on that success and talk myself into, well, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm fulfilled. Or I can say, you know, this is good, but man, something is stopping me from achieving the goals that I really want or experiencing those emotions that I really want. And so instead of just being satisfied and taking it, I mean, it took a lot of work and it took a lot of courage, you know, not to just stay in that place and really work and try to figure out this combination lock, this Rubik's Cube, this puzzle called life to get to a higher level. And although, just like you, I'm continually striving for a higher level, that breakthrough that I made and the challenges that I broke through, because I already know a lot of you relate to the stories I talk about, the challenges that I talk about, you know, how I, you know, carry myself, my ideas, my values. And that's why you listen to this Morning Connection podcast. So with all the podcasts, with all the websites that are out there, all the people, you know, you're taking the time to listen to me on a consistent basis, visit mymanformation.com website, visit skiplacour.com. You follow my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour. I already know, I've been doing this so long that birds of a feather flock together. You relate to my story. And so that's why I want to share it, because I have already tested, you know, bits and pieces of this. And the fitness world, about 6 years ago, I printed where I was at that point, because at that point I was really making great strides in my information. I'm really excited because I'm 6 years bigger, bolder, and even more into my manformation now. And so that's what this ebook is all about. Not necessarily about my successes, as I say many times throughout these Morning Connection podcasts and everything that I preach. We learn more from our challenges. And I really believe me sharing my challenges, being transparent, is where most people get the most power. So it's really about my challenge. I think you're going to write, wow, this guy, I can feel his pain. I can understand his challenges. And that's my hope, that you can make your breakthroughs. You can make your manformation too. So I'm really excited about this ebook. And, you know, it's about stealing the time. There's things that I've been doing early in the morning from, you know, illustrators that I have contract around the world, making of these key scenes, the illustrations. I've got the plan on, you know, how to get people interested in getting this free ebook that I'm going to offer. And it's all part of, you know, my mission, my dream of how I want to help you and help men all over the world. And that's by sharing my pain, sharing my challenge, also sharing the strategies that help me break through. Because my mission is to make sure that all my pain doesn't go to waste. I want to prevent you. So whatever I was going through, just say at 40 years old, you know, I want you to recognize that maybe you're going in that path at 25, let's say, and you get it and you start working on it. Even if it takes you 5 years. Right now you're 30 years old. I've saved you 10 years of pain, and you're creating 10 more years of momentum that I'm experiencing now. You get it 10 years earlier in life. So that's kind of my overall dream, my mission. I'm going to share what this whole manformation thing is about, what the values are, some things that I hold dear to my heart of, you know, what I'm working towards as a man and what I really believe in and all the reasons why, so that if you can identify, come along for the Manformation movement. Join the Manformation Nation. And I want to explain really what that is, because it's a lot more than just confidence. A lot of guys come to me, I want to feel more confidence. Lack of confidence is stopping me. And I always say is that a couple things. Confidence is when you want to do something badly, you're scared, you're challenged, and you chip away anyway. Confidence is when you do things that impress yourself. The other thing is when you get such a clear vision of where you want to go 1 year from now, 5 years from now, maybe you're evolved enough and you have this vision for your life and you're really strongly connected to it emotionally, right? When you start there, and you're working towards those specific things that you want to accomplish, that you want to feel, then you can work backwards and figure out all the things you need to do. That's what builds confidence. Just having confidence without knowing exactly what that's going to manifest in your life, confidence gives you blank, fill in the blank for you, then you're chasing an emotion and it's a lot tougher to get it, right? When you know what you want and you know that you're working every single day to get it, some days are good days, some days are bad days. Some days you forget about it. Sometimes you slap yourself in the side of the face because you haven't been working on your goals, your dreams for a few days or a few weeks, and then you get back on it, right? That whole journey, that's what builds confidence, but you have to know what you're working towards, all right? So I really am excited about this. It's interesting, though. I've tested out in so many ways. I've sent out samples to people, and the response has just been tremendous. I've had so many people who come to me, they follow up and how it's affected their life. They send me emails. Many gentlemen, because of just the sampling of the things that I talked about, wow, this guy gets me. And they've talked to me and enrolled in one-on-one coaching. So the thing is, and you know, there's something that I love about these Morning Connection podcasts is when I go through this whole journey of life, I can share what I'm going through with you. And it makes me step up and be more conscious of whatever my challenges are. And I think that that's a great thing if you can relate to these podcasts, because, you know, you might be a younger guy, I don't know, like 25 years old, and you're seeing, maybe you've seen all the things that I've accomplished, or you respect what I have to deliver and share in these Morning Connection podcasts, and you're going, wow, you know, I may not be where Skip LaCour is at, but I can totally relate to his feelings, even though I haven't accomplished all those things that he has. And see, that's the whole beauty of this, is that it's the same feelings and emotions and challenges. Just you're at different levels, and you go to higher and higher levels in life. It's the same challenges, but you're just dealing with it at a higher level. So you might say, well, I have confidence issues, Skip. You know, I need more confidence, right? Well, if I had the total clarity and confidence, 100% certainty, everything would be get done in 5 minutes, right? I have to build myself up. I have to sell myself on everything that I'm doing, my next project. So I devote the time. I do the extra things. I work extra hours in the night, right? I put aside things to make sure that I have the time to devote, even though there may be no payoff whatsoever. And isn't that your situation, whether you're 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old, 35 years old, 45 years old, or whatever? It's the same challenge. It's just at different levels of accomplishments or different stages of life. So that's what I like to share. And, you know, it's, but I'm gaining momentum. It's a constant sales job, right? Oh, this is going to have the impact. And so many different references, but it's all coming together now. Anyway, so I wanted to share that. I'm really excited about that. And that's what I've been doing night and day, or putting my primary focus in addition to running my businesses. So I'm right back here on this Morning Connection podcast. Hopefully you found some value in me sharing that whole scenario with you, because I know that a lot of times, you know, younger guys, they talk to me, whether it's through coaching or they get these 10-minute free coaching sessions that I set up on my websites. And they assume that I'm just immune to fears or certain emotions or challenges that they're going through. And it's not the case at all. It's just at a different level, same thing, different level. And what I want to talk about today is, how much time are you spending preaching to the choir? Right? How much of your valuable time, energy, and effort are you spending preaching to the choir, and why? What do I mean by preaching to the choir? Well, you know, this is my interpretation of it for the purpose of this Morning Connection podcast and what I have to share. Is preaching to the choir to me means, you know, I don't know if you're a preacher, you're a pastor, a word of God, a man of God or whatever, and you have this captive audience, you're near your congregation, and you know, those people, they want to hear what you have to say. They pretty much have already been sold that they need this information, right? So that's your congregation, all right? So it's kind of like you profess your message, you testify your interpretation of the world. You know, it's a pretty captive audience, right? Those people who are from the congregation, who are so involved, so committed, right? And maybe they have singing talents, maybe they don't. I don't know how it works in churches, right? But they volunteer. They go that extra step, more than just showing up to the church service, whatever, mass, whatever it is, whatever religious denomination you are. But they go above and beyond that level of dedication. And so they want to be up on the pulpit, up in front in the choir, right? That's a whole different level of commitment. All right, that would be like the congregation, the most committed person in the congregation, the audience, you know, times 10 normally if they're in the choir, right? So think about it. So you're spreading the word of God, your religion, right? And, you know, maybe in the back of the congregation are people who don't quite share your message. They want to listen, they want to believe, right? You know, you could spend your time convincing, talking, having a dialogue with them. And if they had a debate, right, you'd have to be strong in your game. You'd have to really understand your reasoning. You might be challenged. They might have an interesting point of view. Maybe it would make you, maybe not challenge your way of thinking, but make you stronger in your foundation, why you believe that you do the things that you do, and also how to present it in a more effective and a more efficient manner. Now, if you just turn around from the audience, from that person in the congregation who doesn't, you know, isn't quite seeing it, they want to believe, or they're at least interested in what you have to say, but they're not totally on your side. They're not totally sold the minute they walked in to the church, right? And you turn your back to that person and you were preaching to the choir. These totally committed, they're already sold, they already believe in you, right? And you're spreading your message to them, right? These already sold, they already believe, they're already the most committed. And, you know, why am I even talking about it? What's the metaphor? What's the analogy? Well, the thing is, I see it all the time in Facebook and on groups when someone wants to take their life to the next level. Maybe they're just absolutely passionate about a particular area of their life. And what they do is they go to groups or they have their friends who already believe everything that they say and they pound it over and over and over again, their beliefs. I don't know, it could be your beliefs about fitness or eating or, and again, I use that example. I have a lot of people in my fitness circles because of what I used to do in my former life, right? The 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. And so it's like, oh, fitness is everything. What's your excuse, you fat person? I don't care if you're rich, you have a loving family, if you're committed to God, you're a pillar of society, right? You're really contributing, you volunteer time, you kiss babies or you visit animal shelters and hospitals, children's burn centers. I don't care what you're doing. There is no excuse for not having abs and being in shape. What's your excuse, right? So they just spend all their time with other fitness people. Yeah, aren't we all committed? Yeah, another level, right? That's just one way of looking at the world, right? You know, maybe if you talk to a person outside of your choir and you said, hey, buddy, you know, I know you got those abs, right? But you saving for your financial future, all that time and energy that you're spending in the gym, you think you might back yourself into the corner later on? Do you think you need to get on this career? Do you think you need to start earning more money for maybe a future family? Knowing you may be young right now and fitness is everything to you, but that energy is going somewhere, right? Figuring out your macros every single day and seeing that you can allow yourself 5 more French fries or counting calories or spending all this time for a contest, that energy is going somewhere. And obviously you and your choir believe that's the best investment of your time, right? But hey, I'm a financial planner. And I've got some other news for you, right? You may want to think about your financial future. Well, and then you can say, well, you know what? Money isn't everything. You know, it's about happy and it's my health. And then you may say, well, you know, health is one thing. Your extreme physical, your physique to that level, that's far beyond health. You know, so can you not spend so much time worrying about eating and training and have health? And put some of that energy into creating your financial future. Maybe when you get married 5 years from now, maybe you want to earn enough money so your wife can stay at home. So when you have children, she can stay at home and take absolutely primary care of your children so you don't, they don't have to go to a daycare. Maybe you can put them in the finest schools or have all the best options. I know you're not materialistic, But these are some things maybe you should think about or incorporate into your life, especially down the road. You don't want to back yourself into a corner and not have these options. And you know what? That's just maybe in the next 5 years or 10 years for you. We don't even need to get into when it's time to retire when you're older, right? But all this time you're giving to your extreme dedication to fitness, hey, that's cool, right? But there's different ways to live life too, right? This whole what's your excuse? There's no excuse for not going to the gym, right? But if you spend all your time just talking to people who are just as extreme, just as committed, that your choir, you know, it's just going to help you stay where you are, but will it help you add more dimension to your life? You're going to have to entertain different ideas that may not be your value system, where you want to go, at least for now. But it could open up your eyes to maybe how to incorporate more things. You're not going to get that when you just preach to the choir all the time, right? And we can take that for everything. Those people who, you know, all they care about, or it seems their main focus is money, and they have a family that they neglect, right? So just to balance it out, because I know fitness people, you know, look at people who focus on making money as that's not important, just like maybe there's a lot of fitness people or family people who look at people in the fitness industry and who are all that they consider extreme, that's not important, right? So I'm just being, you know, trying to be fair and balanced in how I present my message here today, that it really doesn't matter which sack, what you prioritize more most, whatever you have decided is best for you, right? You're going to find people who are just like you, right? And what is that getting you in there consistently professing the same things over and over again, right? Will that help you entertain a different idea that can help you grow? You don't even have to change anything at all. You don't have to change anything. You can stay just the way you are. But with more information, you can make better decisions, right? Just something to think about. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, why don't I talk about some things, help you explore why you would even want to preach to the choir. What's the motivation for doing all that if you're so certain about what you're doing? But I'm going to do that when I come right back.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next-level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. I'm asking you, how much time are you spending preaching to the choir? Why are you preaching to the choir so much? What are the reasons? It takes time and energy. If you're certain in what you're doing, what is the purpose of it? Is that helping you go forward? Is it helping you build more confidence in what you're doing, and so that's why you're doing it? Or, you know, some people have themselves convinced that I'm doing it because the world must need to know. I must make changes. I must make other people see the light. They're doing it wrong, and I have to preach to them and show them the way. They're doing it all wrong. All right? That's fine. I understand that. But would you preach to the choir to do that? Meaning that why are you spending so much time to people who already believe in you, who already believe in your method, who do that method? Why would you do it in that format and not go outside of your circle to those people who don't agree with what you're doing and find an intelligent way for them to get to this other side, right, that you believe is the truth? I want you to think about it. All right, just think about it, right? And maybe you haven't thought about this, is that if you're so certain, why do you need to preach to the choir who's going to like your post, who's going to agree with you? Tell them, right? I see this all the time on social media. And where I see it is, you know, really kind of young guys, ambitious guys who want to step up and become a leader. And I totally respect that. I totally do. And I also believe that your journey is perfect the way it is. It is. We all have to go through our levels. I didn't just start off with this level of insight and perspective, and my ability to be a leader, my leadership ability didn't just start here. It evolved. So I totally respect the young guys who are stepping up to become a leader and spreading their message, the truth, their perception of the truth. Okay, I get that. I respect that. And I appreciate that. Again, I talked about my message, my mission earlier in this podcast. And what do I want to do? I want to help you get to where you ultimately want to be sooner, with fewer mistakes, with fewer heartaches, more effective, more efficient, more elegant. Because if I can help you do that through maybe a podcast like this one, some thoughts that I've learned over the years, whether I did it right or wrong or somewhere in between, is you're going to have a better chance to succeed because there isn't so much grind or so much challenges, right? So think about this. If you're preaching to the choir, are you doing that for validation? Are you doing that because you're not quite so confident and you need all those likes and all the amens and all the, you got it right, those other people are idiots. You know, they're fat, they're out of shape, they're just making excuses for their life, all right? Or they value money too much, money's not important. Or whatever your group, your tribe, your following, your choir think, how is that really helping you saying the same things over and over again? Now, I'm not saying you never should put your energy in that direction. And if you do, that means you lack confidence or you need validation from other people. Could, maybe not. I mean, who knows in your situation? I'm not saying to spend zero time. I am having a question, how much time and energy are you actually investing in that when there's so much time and energy that you can go on to the next thing? I mean, there's certain things that, you know, I don't care if people agree with me or not. I've got this big picture where I'm going. I don't have time to go back there. I respect that they feel differently about it. That's fine. Okay. I want the best for them, even if they're not coming along for what I believe is my truth, my vision, whatever. That's okay. I don't have time to keep on pounding the same things over and over again, especially to my own group, right? We're all trying to evolve to that bigger and better place. And either you don't need to keep on preaching it, you just move forward and build upon it. You don't have to bash that other side and their beliefs, you know, on and on and on and on, right? And you move to those higher and higher levels. Don't invest any more time going, you don't need that. Or do you? Do you need that validation? Are you just not 100% certain? You do that every once in a while. It makes you more certain to go back, to go forward, I mean. Right? Now I'm more certain. I got all the likes and all the amens and all the, you got it right, those other side, they're so stupid in their beliefs. You know, they're doing it wrong. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to go to hell. They're wasting their time and energy. That's not important. Whatever. Do you need to hear that anymore for you to go forward in your life and continually take it to a higher level? Because I don't care how much you get over this challenge, you get it straight in your head and you got it conquered, you go to the next one, there's always a higher and higher level, right? Why spend time on things that you supposedly already conquered? Think about that. Sometimes we're going to have to entertain different ideas. I mean, there have been a lot of times where people didn't agree with my way of thinking. And I didn't take all of it, but there's some that kind of would sink through. Some of the mentors who I had in the past who said things, maybe for you it's something like this, something you never consider, that, hey, is she talking about me? Or whatever it is. But I've had many situations like that. And it was either 3 months, 3 years, sometimes a decade later where, I get what they're saying. So you have to entertain the idea at least. I'm sure there are tons of things that I should have listened to that just went in one ear and out the other, but there's some that stuck. It created this visceral reaction that I wanted to disagree, but it stuck, and I found the message later on. You have to be open to those things if you're really going to grow where you ultimately want to be and not just feel safe now. So that's the message, something for you to think about, and maybe why, if you find yourself spending a lot of time preaching to the choir, right? Is it that you need validation? Is it that you need confidence? Are you so certain in what you're saying that you got to keep on sticking there and hammering the other side over and over again? right? And maybe that's who you follow. That seems like the thing to do. That's not what winners do, right? The people who succeed at the highest level, and I personally believe you're transmitting a level of insecurity and lack of confidence and lack of certainty because you just move on to the next thing. Something to think about. Have a great day. It's good to be back. We'll connect again the next time with this Morning Connection podcast. Hey, thanks for investing your time with me. Have a great day.